Welcome to the Fulamani Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:21 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is March 26th. Well, today we saw there was quite a mixed reaction to yesterday's pullback for a number of the European markets. In Asia this morning, the majority of the ASEAN markets were actually up on the day, and some in a dynamic fashion. Indonesia in particular, the Philippines continues to rebound, the Singapore market was pretty steady. The Chinese market was a bit weaker. There's still fear there that we're going to have some additional tightening, and the Nikkei was weaker by about 0.6%. The yen today was a little bit weaker, so that should lend support to the Japanese market tomorrow, whereas China was a little bit weaker, Hong Kong was a little bit firmer. It was up about 0.25%. In Europe, the mixed tone was evident. The CAC and the DAX both pulled back really quite sharply yesterday, and they were a bit steadier in here today. The CAC was stronger by about a 0.5%. The DAX was pretty much unchanged. But the Spanish market was down by 1.84%, and the Italian market was down by just less than 1%. And that's where the axe fell heaviest in Europe today. And in the Americas, the Dow moved on to a new closing high, and the S&P was stronger by about 0.75% and undid yesterday's pullback. The Brazilian market, which has been fairly weak over the last few sessions, was stronger today by about just more than 1.5%. And the Mexican market, which has been in a process of mean reversion, was stronger today by 1.75%. In the currencies, the euro pulled back really quite sharply yesterday and was pretty much unchanged in here today. And the pound, which has been rebounding against the US dollar, was just a tad weaker in here. The Australian dollar continues to extend its rebound from the lower side of its range, and it brushed the 105 area, or came very close to it, in here today. What we continue to see is that the dollar, which has been really very strong over the last few weeks, has at least moderated against some of the stronger currencies, and that's particularly the case in Asia, where the Singapore dollar was firmer in here today, and the Korean won was firmer, and the Korean market, which has been really quite weak, has rebounded in the last few days from the lower side of its range. So when we look at global stock markets, the rangy environment and corrective phase that's been evident now for a couple of months continues to be felt most distinctly in Europe, then followed by Asia, where we've had a number of processes of mean reversion. And Wall Street in particular has been a tower of strength. And the S&P has been characterized by this as another equal-sized reaction within what has been a beautiful, consistent four-month advance. And as it approaches its all-time high, and it is only less than 13 points away from that right now, it is looking increasingly likely that the market will be able to push on to a new high. But then the question will be, when is it going to unwind the overbought condition relative to the 200-day moving average? Because that's becoming an increasingly likely proposition. I think perhaps the most important thing in here right now is the weakness of the European banking sector. And that is a potential headache in the next few weeks. The solution to Cyprus's problem should be pretty familiar to North Americans, and particularly US subscribers, because it has all the hallmarks of a Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation wind down of a problem bank. The deposits have been insured up to 100,000 euros. The shareholders and the equity holders are going to be wiped out, and whatever hole is left to be filled will be taken from the larger depositors. And that's a first for Europe, because until now, the ECB has not allowed any bank to declare bankruptcy. And that raises the question, when you have the chairman of the Euro Committee talking, the Euro Finance Committee, talking about this prospect being a template. And realistically, it should be a template, because pushing private sector debts onto public balance sheets is an unsustainable practice. And the Eurozone crisis isn't going to be really resolved until there is a greater write-down of some of the outstanding debts. And that raises some very important questions, because Cyprus is really a very small place. And the size of the money that we're talking about with regard to Cyprus is really very small in the context of the European financial sector. The question now is whether the zombie banks in southern Europe are going to be given the same type of medicine. And that is very much an open question, because if one thing that we can say has been a hallmark of the Eurozone crisis, it's that a different approach has been taken to almost every single problem, and there's absolutely no consistency, and that makes predictability that bit more difficult. And the fact that we've had stock markets steady in here, and there hasn't been a widespread sense of anxiety spreading throughout the market, suggests that the majority of investors are betting that this FDIC type approach to banking resolution is not going to be rolled out to more systemically important banks in Spain and Italy in particular. But I think we are going to see that hypothesis tested when the Eurozone bank sector has been trending lower now for about a month, maybe 6 weeks. It extended that decline yesterday. It was a little bit weaker in here today, so no rebound. And it might be a little bit oversold in the very short term, but there's a quite distinct progression of lower rally highs. And that would have to be broken to question potential for additional downside. So we can't rule out the possibility that this Cyprus / FDIC type solution isn't going to be tested on another bank. And that has the possibility to raise some important questions, because it removes some of the risk from the sovereign sector. And that is certainly laudable. But it shifts the risk onto the holders of debt, which are banks in other parts of Europe, pension funds, mutual funds. And that's an important aspect to this whole crisis, because they have, for the most part, seen write-downs in the value of their assets, but they haven't had to accept default in very many cases. So that is a potential source for some volatility in the next couple of months. When we look at how markets are performing, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside, to Wall Street in particular, provided it holds this progression of higher reaction lows. And until it stops doing that, then the benefit of the doubt has to be given to the upside. And the euro remains in this short-term downtrend, and the yen remains in probably a medium-term downtrend. That suggests that the US dollar remains a haven, and US treasuries are at an interesting juncture. Their prices today are at 143 and just more than a half for the 30-year, pretty much steady. And yields have rebounded in the last couple of weeks. We've seen that economic activity in the USA has improved, and it's really a stark contrast between the US and Europe at this stage. The US was the first to go into this crisis. It's likely to be the first to leave it. And what's happening in China is also really quite pivotal. And the market in the A-shares is right at the region of the 200-day moving average. And if the medium-term bullish hypothesis is going to be proven correct, then it will find support in this region. But it will need to start to rally, and it'll need to break its progression of lower rally highs to really start to convince investors of that. And Japan continues to look like the odds-on bet for recovery. And the stock market continues to respond to a really quite concerted weakening of the yen. And the US dollar continues to trend higher against the yen, and that progression of higher reaction lows is just as important for in that regard as it is for the equity markets. And the yen can be given the benefit of the doubt to continue to weaken as long as it hold, or as long as the dollar holds a progression of higher reaction lows against it. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I wish all the best to all of you.